got to get to the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never be gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
The Who. Yes, I said The Who. Announced their North American farewell tour. It'll kick off August 16th in Sunrise, Florida. Roger Daltrey is 81, y'all. Pete Townsend turns 80 later this month. I can't imagine. That must be exhausting. Tiffany Haddish revealed on Instagram Live that she used to go on dates just for the free meal, but there was a reason why.
Do you know how horrible it is to have to go on a date with a guy because you need a meal? And it's like, I don't even want to be nice to this person or even get to know him. I'm hungry.
Yeah, she had no money and needed it. This week's new music releases include new music from Arcade Fire and The Counting Crows. And speaking of Arcade Fire, they're the musical guest on Saturday Night Live that is set to be hosted by Walton Goggins. And if you're like me, you're thinking, who is Walton Goggins?
I loved you in The White Lotus.
Oh, thank you,
Hega. And you're great in Righteous Gemstones.
Ah, much obliged.
And I liked you in the other thing you were in.
Oh, yeah, in that one episode of that one show.
You're too
kind. Wait a second. Didn't you also play that guy that was...
in that thing with the other guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
That was me.
Rob Lowe says he still gets visits from his late friend Bill Paxton, who died at 61 after suffering complications following a heart procedure back in 2017. He says he shows up in dreams and psychic readings. Speaking of reading, Lea Michele set the record straight about the rumor that she cannot read.
Give me the... I'm reading them.
I'm sick. I'm reading I'm them. Sick.
I didn't memorize it. Jonathan is not here to read me this. Okay, ready? I placed first in my debate competition and qualified for nationals. What does this word say?
At least she has a good sense of humor about it. The new Pope's election is causing chaos for the production of Emily in Paris, which is filming in Rome right now. And Netflix has released the trailer for The Old Guard 2, starring Charlize Theron and Uma Thurman.
Who is she?
She is the first of the immortals. She knows your histories, your relationships. I am scared of what she is capable of.
I really want a sequel to Hancock now. Anyway, The Old Guard 2 premieres on Netflix July 2nd. And a dirt alert. Say, Drake, guess what? Kendrick Lamar leads the 2025 BET Award nominations with 10. Not you. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.